Chase squeezed Rebecca's hand tightly, like a little girl would to her dad if he was trying to teach her a lesson about crossing the street, by throwing her out in front of a car. A full 24 hours after being shot, she still appeared to be clinging to life, like that character in Peanuts does to his blanket. Chase, on his knees, eye level with Rebecca, spoke her name softly. She slowly opened her deep violet eyes and met Chase's stare. "Rebecca, I don't know if you can hear me, but I want to tell you I'm not angry with you. This is all my fault. I dragged you into all of this, and you may not even be able to understand me, but I want you to know I'm sorry I got you involved. I'm sorry you were hurt, and I'd give up everything I have if I could turn back the hands of time and make sure this never happened to you. I love you, Rebecca. Do you hear me? I'm in love with you, and I will devote the rest of my life proving that to you." Rebecca's look became confused, like the cashier at the drive-thru window when your meal costs $1.65 and you give her $2.15, and she can't figure out how much change to give you back. She stared at Chase intently and innocently asked a question so simple it nearly broke Chase's heart. "Who are you?" Rebecca asked. 30 minutes later, Chase found himself in the hospital cafeteria. His whole world turned upside down. He was trying to concentrate on his delicious hospital meal of chicken fried chili and boiled okra. As he looked up over his fork, he realized his day was about to become even more unpleasant. The man approaching him steadily had "cop" written all over him. Chase knew this moment would come. It was inevitable that they'd want to talk to him about the circumstances surrounding Jennifer's death, but he was in no mood to do it now. Chase took the offensive. Before the man could maneuver his huge body to the middle of the cafeteria, Chase stood and met him halfway. "I'm Chase Manhattan," he said. "You must be with the police."
"I'm Detective Dick Story, Mr. Manhattan."
He stuck out his ham hock of a hand and Chase grabbed it a little too quickly and shook it a little too long. He was really trying to get through this. This guy was a piece of work, Chase thought. If Detective Story had been a sandwich, he'd be a double quarter pounder. Really big and greasy, with lots of fat on him. "What can I do for you, Dick?" Chase asked, trying to sound nonchalant. Detective Story didn't beat around the bush. "I've just spent 2 hours talking to your brother about what happened, and I'm here to arrest you for the murder of Jennifer Flimgag."